Before he became president, Emmanuel Macron promised to renew the country's political class, and it certainly could do with a makeover. While there are lawyers, managers and a few farmers among the parliamentarians, there are very few blue-collar workers, despite the fact France has more than 6 million, and only 27% of them are women, whereas women make up 48% of French society. The average age, meanwhile, is 60 in Parliament, whereas it's 42 in France as a whole. True to his promise, half of the 537 candidates running for election from Macron's REM party are not career politicians, and gender parity has been respected. But it's not just about being modern and right on. It's also born out of necessity. Sociologist Albert Augien, who studies new forms of democracy, offers three main reasons for this appeal to civil society.
The first one is the extreme disenchantment with the old political parties and their lack of attractiveness. As a result of this disenchantment, you have a shortage of qualified candidates to stand for election as MPs, because the parties just experienced a massive withdrawal of militants. And the third reason is probably the awareness of the political establishment of the necessity to bridge the gap between the policies they decide and implement and the political and social aspiration of the people. These are the three main reasons for this appeal to civil society.
Some career politicians have also become very disconnected with the real world, says Corinne Lepage, a lawyer, former minister and Euro MP, who's been fighting for years to get more members of civil society into politics.
For me, it's very positive to see Parliament opening up to people who aren't career politicians. But on one condition, this civil society has to be a true reflection of French society. We can't just have company directors or lobbyists coming to Parliament. They have to be academics, office workers, farmers, manual workers as well. That's very important.
While REM is fielding a good deal of candidates from the world of business and some of the higher paid professions, the far left France Insoumise's candidates include a trade unionist, an actress, a lorry driver and whistleblower, but also a geologist, an architect. Albert Augien says they're all part of what we call civil society.
We tend to believe that the civil society should just be the common people, as you say, and not the lawyers and entrepreneurs and architects and doctors and philosophers. I don't know why we make such a divide, and we want absolutely that civil society is the common man. Civil society is everybody who's outside of the professional realm of politics. And there's a big difference between the candidates of En Marche and the candidates of La France Insoumise. I would say on the side of La France Insoumise, you have amateurs who are activists. For a very long time, they've been in all the struggles at a local level. And these represent more the side of the common men, if you want to say so. And En Marche is more of upper classes people, but these people are also involved in association, in NGOs. And to my mind, it's quite impossible that somebody would run for candidate in the parliament without having any experience in political matters.
So what are some of the civil society candidates offering? Marie Lebec is just 26 years old and the second youngest candidate fielded by REM. She used to be a lobbyist and now she's running in her hometown of Louveciennes, a well-to-do town just west of Paris that's been in the hands of the right since the early 70s. She's at ease canvassing with the former mayor and an all-male campaign team.
Vous savez que c'est les élections législatives.
Non, d'accord.
Alors,
allez là.
Et on marche.
Et on marche. Donc là, vous êtes au courant.
Je pense que les gens sont contents qu'on vienne les écouter, échanger avec eux, prendre le temps.
I think people are happy we're coming to see them and listen to them. Not just hand them a leaflet in the morning when they take the train. You've got to get out there, be convincing. Above all, take the time. It's part of qualifying for the role.
Il faut prendre ce temps, c'est du qualitatif.
Some of the other REM civil society candidates were already well known before they were selected. There's a former female bullfighter, a fighter pilot, and a gifted mathematician, Cédric Villani. Villani is better known for his work on the Boltzmann equation than his political opinions. In 2010, he won the Fields Medal, the equivalent of the Nobel Prize in mathematics. He's something of a dandy, with his long bobbed hair and floppy bow ties. He's a far cry from your average MP.
Si je m'engage en politique, c'est d'abord parce que je serai fier de participer.
I've gone into politics because I'm proud to take part in the renewal of Parliament and the way the nation is governed, and to share the expertise I've acquired in my different roles as a researcher, a teacher and director of an institute. I've done a lot to bring science closer to the people.
La science des citoyens.
Villani is standing in the Essonne district south of Paris, an area with a wealth of prestigious scientific research institutes and universities. His first forays into campaigning in the marketplace and debating have been very enjoyable, he says.
It's not just interesting, it's fascinating to discover all the different points of view and the different problems people are facing. When you travel up and down and talk to local councillors and NGOs, you find a lot of things you never suspected. You see the big mosaic and the challenges for the future.
While there have been a fair number of medical doctors in French politics, Villani believes it needs more scientists.
Les sciences sont plus importantes que jamais dans le développement économique et dans la stratégie.
Sciences are now more important than ever in economic development and strategy. We need that expertise not only in government but in companies. Many people consider that Germany's economic success is because they gave academics and researchers more responsibility within companies. It's something we should keep in mind, more doctors, more people with experience in research and in science in all the decision-making posts. There should be a few everywhere.
But some mainstream candidates are slightly amused, even bemused, seeing an ace in mathematics erupting on the political scene. The novelty value is very short-lived, says Maud Olivier, the outgoing socialist candidate.
On n'est pas nouveau longtemps.
You're not new for long. After a while, you have to show what you can do.
Montrer quand même ce qu'on sait faire.
Politics is a profession, said former President Jacques Chirac, implying you couldn't learn it on the job. But Corinne Lepage believes that with a bit of help and support in the early stages, civil society candidates are capable of a lot.
It's a new way of doing politics, for sure. I think among the new MPs, we'll see talented people who'll help the political system to evolve. REM has programmed a few days' personal training for newly elected MPs to explain how Parliament works and what the rules are. You can pick that up quite quickly. We shouldn't over-exaggerate the difficulty.
Albert Augien agrees that people from outside the political system can play a role within it and cites the example of Italy's five-star movement.
It takes very few days to learn the machinery. So that's a very good example which has been given in Italy with the five Cinque Stelle movements. It appeared that all of a sudden 25% of the members of the parliament are amateurs, as I said, same kind of amateurs, activists, militants in local associations. And they have not turned Italy into a chaos. So they have learned very quickly how to deal with all these affairs.
The question remains, do the French want more civil society involvement in Parliament in the first place? Albert Augien.
Probably they do. There's no inquiry in the phenomenon, I suppose, but everybody suspects that's precisely what the French people want and desire by now. The problem will be, what is the return in electoral terms? Are they going to vote and vote for people who are not professionals and they are amateurs? So this will be the test to know whether the French people want a new faces in the parliament or not. If the parliament is 25-30% new faces coming from the so-called civil society, it's the beginning of a small revolution.
And they'll need thick skins, says Corinne Lepage, who was a relative novice when she became environment minister in the late 90s.
I would say I learned the rules quite quickly, but the hardest thing is to be accepted by career politicians themselves. They look at you with a slightly condescending air.
Avec un œil un peu condescendant.
If significant numbers of MPs from civil society get elected, they'll have more chance of standing up to the bullies. Alison Heard, RFI, Paris.